Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Our next guest, Paula Fiennes, has been speaking to women about their careers, their families, and also about all the other unpaid caring work that falls to them. She calls it the invisible job, and she's written a book of the same title. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. I said before the break that this sparked a lot of conversation and discussion in our office this morning. And I know that you say you haven't met one other woman who hasn't gone through this experience.
Well, I think that the invisible job is remarkably common to all of us. And that's what I discovered from the lots of women that I've interviewed in the course of writing this book.
So what is the invisible job?
Well, it means two basic things. The first is everything that goes into just creating a home, one that feels nice to live in and enables your life to function. So that's all the basic things like having clean clothes, having insuring the car, having insurance, eating. But a second big part is all the work that involves comes along when you become a parent, because that's when the invisible job really mushrooms into an enormous undertaking.
So what are the additional invisible jobs that come with parenting?
Well, when you become pregnant with your first child, many women diligently try and ensure that they know what's coming. They focus on all the baby-related things. But actually, there's very little that can prepare you for the big shock, both for both men and women, of what happens. It's like falling down the world's highest water slide and you can barely come up for air for a month. And you're just hoping that there's going to be a curve where things will level out. But it doesn't for a very long time. It's an exhausting experience of just trying to keep up to speed with nappies and feeding. But it does eventually calm down. You think, okay, great, you know, now that baby phase is over, things will be easier from now on. But surprisingly, and this has been echoed by all the women I've spoken to, the job doesn't stop there. You're only starting at that point. And it starts to evolve, but grow when you have all kinds of children's activities and schools and the communication that goes with that and homework and health and looking after cutting nails and having showers and baths and more cooking and more laundry. And the scale of it to women who are, I'll come back to this, but it is largely women to whom most of this
falls.
You see,
I'm waiting now for my screen to fill with texts from men who put out the bins, who empty the dishwasher, who mow the lawn and who feel very hard done by when we're talking about the invisible job, which is the female burden.
I can completely understand that because men absolutely want to play their part. The unfortunate thing is they can only see part of the picture and it's not their fault. Even the women who are absolutely submerged trying to do all of the invisible job, they can't even tell you how big it is themselves because they're just in the middle of it. It's huge. And if you could see it all mapped out on a page, you'd stand back and go, oh my God, do I really do all of that?
And that's what you've done. You've written down the list of invisible jobs.
I have, together with the input from lots of other women, I have. And if you were to map it all out on a page, like a job description, it's really beneficial because this enables couples who are about to enter that phase in their lives to have a clear picture of what lies ahead of them. And if you know what it involves, then you both appreciate and can work out together. How are we going to tackle this? Mm-hmm.
It's easy though, looking ahead. As you say, until you fall down the water slide, you really don't know what's ahead of you.
You don't, but you can be prepared. And I wish 25-year-old me had a copy of The Invisible Job because you would have had a more realistic expectation of what's ahead of you. But it just enabled you to plan. You know, it's something you both want to do, you're both committed to doing to the best of your ability, men and women. But if you are not prepared for what's coming, the default is that all of these brand new responsibilities just gravitate more to women than they do to men.
Can I ask you what is the big difference between the way women view tasks and the way men view them?
Yes. Men are very willing to help. They're very willing to help on the basis of opting in. So they'll opt in happily if you ask them to do something. But somehow our conditioning just enables women, it causes women to default all of that responsibility to them. So, for instance, there's a wonderful woman I worked with when I was pregnant. Name was Dr. Jane Anderson. And she said to me, she pulled me aside and said, you know, word of advice, men opt in. And I didn't really know what she said, what she meant. And she said, for instance, if I ask my husband, okay, Saturday morning, can you mind the kids? Because I've got to go to the hairdresser. He'll say, Saturday, absolutely, no problem. I'll just put that in the diary. And then turn around a few minutes later and say, when will you be back? Like, in other words, this job that I've opted into, when can I opt back out? But he said, at the same time, if Clive is planning to spend all of Sunday at an Arsenal match, they live next door to Arsenal Stadium, he will never think to ask me, can I mind the kids? So the problem is just that despite their willingness to co-parent, it's just a bit of a blind spot for the default always falling back to women.
So what do you need to do? I mean, do you need to give your partner a list? Does that work?
Well, I think it's something that you build together. Nobody should decide what's on your list. It's like Christy Moore's song, The Voyage, you know, you sign on together and you chart your own destination. And that's really what the key is. You have a look together at what it involves. And because women who don't yet know, or couples who don't yet know what it would involve, that's where they can use the list, which is in the Invisible Job, or go to invisiblejob.com and download the whole list and decide which of these can we just dispense with. Let's not bother with this, and this. Mm. And what's left, then they go, right, we must do these. And then using your individual skills, whatever things some of you hate doing, some of you love doing, some things you'd be good at. And sometimes one couple, within couples, if one is working full time, they'll have less hours to share the invisible job. So it depends on your individual circumstances, but you divide it up to willingly and generously so that you help each other out. You're like each other's wingmen.
And have you ever been in this situation where it's easier to do the invisible job yourself than it is to start explaining exactly what you need to get from the supermarket, because that in itself just takes up too much headspace?
I think from the sound of your question that you have possibly experienced this yourself.
All the time. It's just easier to do the stuff yourself than to start explaining all of the different things that you do, because that takes more time than the doing.
Well, that matches very much with what a lot of people have. I've heard from a lot of people. However, what we really need to do is to not allow that dynamic to ever happen. Men are equally capable as women, if given a chance, of becoming every bit as competent at every aspect of being a parent or running a home. The key thing is that they need encouragement and help and opportunity. And one of the things that goes wrong is that when babies are born, it's almost always the mother who goes on maternity leave, and she picks up a dizzying number of skills, which 1 month ago she hadn't a clue how to do. And she battles her way through these and soon becomes an expert in lots of them. And then, like you say, it can be tempting to just say, oh, that needs to be done, I'll just do it myself. It's quicker than explaining to my partner. But that's what we need to do. We need to take the time, ensure that our partners learn at the same rate as we do, so that we're both capable of doing every single part of it.
Okay, I have a text here from Colin. Isn't it great to be a man? No work to do in the home, no nappy changes, no homework to help with, no cooking. Yes, the 1950s are great. Unfortunately for her argument, I'm a man who lives in the 2020s. The true invisible job is the equal role modern men play in the modern home, and it's pure sexism by women like her, that's you, Paula, to deny it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's wonderful to hear that a man who is equally committed, and in fact, I've met no men who are not equally committed. I've met quite a few who feel that they are left out of this, and I would agree. I think that the opportunities need to be open to men to be part of to be an equal part of the relationship, because men and women want the same things. They both want the best for their children, and yet they both have to dedicate time to working. So what we really need is our systems which enable men and women to both share that role together.
Yeah, maybe it's the fault of women, you know, just taking on everything, doing it yourself, taking control. If you have a willing partner and you're not sharing that, then you have to look at what you're doing.
Absolutely. And I talk about this in the book, that it can be something that inadvertently women prevent their partners from becoming good at. And that's a really big mistake. Men should not be excluded.
Especially if you're saying, according to your own research, that they want to get involved and to do the invisible job.
I think they definitely do. And I think that men also have huge amounts to gain from it. So, for instance, where men take on responsibility for doing at least 1 month of solo parenting during the first year of a child's life, data has shown that 7 years later, far fewer of those relationships have broken down. They haven't ended in divorce. And in addition to that, men have a much closer relationship with their child. So men can really have a lot to gain in terms of the of happiness, of fulfillment. And they also get enormous appreciation and understanding from their partner for their support, for genuinely knowing what's involved, when just being able to use their own initiative to say, it's okay, I've got this, you do this. And they work as a team, and that's the solution.
Paul, another listener says, who replaces the oven element, fixes the leaky tap, cuts the hedges, takes the Christmas decorations out of the attic? They're the sort of one-off jobs or irregular jobs that you say men opt into.
Every single one of those is covered in the invisible job. And I'm delighted that you've mentioned all of them. There, some of the jobs happen at a very high frequency. For instance, you know, cooking has to happen many times a day. Christmas decorations happens once a year. So that's exactly why you both need to look at all of these jobs and decide on the basis of frequency. And the other big factor in addition to frequency is flexibility. None of the jobs, not one of them, is a problem. It doesn't matter whether it's Christmas decorations or unblocking a toilet. All of us can do all of them. The constraint is when we have conflict of time. We need to both work and we need to do something urgent. So when you've got very little flexibility, when you've got a child who needs to be soothed, when you've got somebody who needs dinner, you've very little flexibility. And that's where the conflict comes of something else I must also do. So that's why you sit down together and you choose an equal amount of the jobs that are frequent and no flexibility.
Paula, thank you very much for talking to us. The book is called The Invisible Job, How Sharing Home and Parental Responsibilities Leads to Happier Lives by Paula Fiennes, and it's published by Orpen Press and available now. So many